Good to be with you this morning. I'm not going to take long. I just want to look at some verses very quickly. The book of Joshua. If I can find Joshua real quick. There we go. Book of Joshua, the very first chapter, we have the Lord telling Joshua at this time where the Lord, that Moses has passed away, and that Joshua will be the one that would lead the children of Israel into Canaan's land. And he gives him a charge and tells him some things, and we'll just read just a little bit here in chapter 1, starting verse 5. It says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thee dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest." The Lord just charged Joshua to lead the children of Israel into Canaan's land. But he knew there was going to be a lot of things that Joshua was going to face that could be very discouraging unto him. And so do we as children of God. We face things every day. Satan throws stuff at us every day to discourage us. But brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded, we need to continue to know that our Lord and Savior will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Brother Ronnie mentioned last night there in Isaiah 58, if you come over to Isaiah 59, verses 2 there, a lot of times our sins can separate us from that fellowship of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, nothing can separate us from the love of God. There's not anything that can separate us from that love. You know, these children of Israel had just wandered for 40 years in the wilderness because of being discouraged by what 10 men told them when they come back with that report. But you know, the Lord still never left them nor forsaken them. They went through some heartaches. They went through some trials. But the Lord still provided for them all those 40 years. He gave them water when they were thirsty. He gave them meat when they was needing it. Their clothes never wore out. Their feet never swelled. He still was there for us. Brothers and sisters, we can get discouraged in this world. But we need to continue to be reminded. John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ come to him and was blessed to baptize the Son of God. Saw the Spirit of God descend in a dove and land upon Jesus Christ. When he was thrown into that prison, he became very, very discouraged. To the point that he sent some of his disciples to say, "Are you the one that we see, or should we look for another?" What did Jesus tell those men to go back and tell now? Shew him again. Brothers and sisters, I come this weekend to be shown again. To see my Lord and Savior once again. Be encouraged once again that there are still people out here worshiping our Lord and Savior in spirit and in truth. If you will, please bow with me. Our most gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day of thy creation. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity and the desire that thou hast blessed us with to be able to come to thy house and to worship thee, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the great blessings and the knowledge that thou hast seem fit to show us in thy word that thou art the Son of God, and thou hast shown us that only by thy power, Lord. It's not by us sitting down and reasoning this out. It is only by thy grace, Lord, that we see thee as thy Son and as the high and lifted up. Lord, we just beg and pray that thou would continue to be with us. We thank you for the great blessings thou blessed us with last night and the fellowship, and pray, Lord, that will continue to be in our midst today, that thou would be with these men, that thou would just fill them with thy Spirit, that thou would just clear their minds of the things of the world, that thou would just bless them with messages and from mountain on high to feed thy sheep today, Lord. But Lord, we most of all, we just pray that we would glorify thy name, that we would do these things in a way that would be pleasing to thee, Lord, and give all honor and glory and praise unto thee. Lord, we pray that thou would be with this little Bethel spot that thou hast planted here, that thou would be with each and every one that make it up, be with all of that come in and out of it, among the Lord, just be in this fellowship in this area, that thou would just pour out thy Spirit upon it and continue to guide thy people. But Lord, we most of all, we thank thee for thy Son, Jesus Christ, and his redeeming blood. We beg and pray thou forgive us for our many sins and shortcomings. Ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.